It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton.
You still want to argue that the Detroit Red Wings are not the best 20-year franchise in all of salary cap sports since that era has happened. The 49ers, 83-98 was really their reign. But when did the salary cap start in the NFL? I mean, I'm pretty sure it was not that entire time. The Steelers have never gone more than 7 years without having a 6-10 season or something along those lines. The Lakers had that rough patch back in the early 90s. The Bulls, they went from about 86 to 96 with that good team, and then they had a lull. The Detroit Red Wings have had the longest stint of any salary cap team. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. We're talking Detroit Red Wings, and we were discussing, Scott, before the break, negatives about the future of this team. And something that I mentioned before we went to break, and I know you have an opinion on this, is the depth in the lines. Because I think in hockey, it's very important that your fourth line, if you want to be a dominant team in the NHL, your fourth line has to be better or the same as everybody else's third line. And the Wings have had that for a couple of years now, possibly the last 10 to 15 years.
The great thing about the Wings, you can look back, it's just kind of the mentality, even throughout their run in the 90s, they had the grind line. They had the guys where you could throw out, and they would slow it down, but they would also score goals. They could play against anybody, and that's what I always loved seeing. You could see the third line or the fourth line go out against the top line.
In fact, sometimes they matched it up that way on purpose.
Oh, exactly.
To drive the other team nuts.
Exactly. And the Wings, they were able to do that this year. The thing that hurt the most, and we can look right to Game 7, is the injuries. When you had Todd Bertuzzi, as much as I do not like Todd Bertuzzi, you have him go out and Dan Cleary go out, and you have Franzen already out. Look to the last 20 seconds or so. Who was out on the ice during the game? It wasn't Zetterberg and Datsyuk.
I saw that. It was Helm.
Eaves, I believe, and Abdelkader.
Mm-hmm.
It might not have been Eaves, but he had a prominent role. And as much as I love Justin Abdelkader, he's not the guy I want out there when you're down
with 20 seconds left. No, I totally agree with that. And that's something that they're going to have to worry about, because a guy like Abdelkader is now going to have to play on that third line pretty soon. Is he good enough to be on that third line? I don't know. But the Wings are going to have to do something along those lines. And that's really what's scary about the future. Now, to the Wings' credit, nobody knew Datsyuk and Zetterberg were going to be this good when they were first drafted. So we don't know the player evaluation of guys that the Wings have coming up at this point. There could be some young guns that we don't know about that are very close to ready to dominate on an NHL level for the Detroit Red Wings, because they've always done a good job of that. Maybe Jacob Kindle ends up having a pretty good
career. I believe it's
career.
Jakob, the European whatever. Pronunciation.
Whatever, he's from Czechoslovakia. Leave me alone. But whatever the case may be, they do have some young guys that they can go to. The problem is that they're in a transition period where these younger guys aren't necessarily established. Before, when you went through a transition period, when you lost a guy like Yzerman, we knew that Zetterberg and Datsyuk were good players. Now, we don't know who's going to take over for these guys. And then you look at a guy like Franzen, who's taking Holmstrom's role. We don't know whether he can stay healthy for a full season. We don't know a lot of these things. And so depth is going to be a huge problem for the Detroit Red Wings, as it was down the stretch in that Game 7.
Can I just say, I don't like necessarily the style of players that it seems like every line the Wings have, they have that big, slow guy who's just out there. I love Holmstrom standing in front. He's the best in the league at it. But I'm not a huge fan of Bertuzzi and Cleary. I like the guys, if you're a wing, I want you to be an offensive threat of a playmaker, not just a shooter in the bigger guy. You can have your enforcers down, lower down. And Bertuzzi's not even an enforcer. He's just a big guy.
Yeah.
But I just don't care for all the big slow guys they have, essentially, to put it in layman's terms.
You know, I think part of that is an adjustment over the years, because you have to remember, back in, let's say, 96, the year that they won the President's Trophy, the year that they won 62 games, what happened in the playoffs? What happened? They got pushed around by Colorado. They were all finesse. Colorado was all physical, and they dominated the Wings. So over the years, I think the Wings have decided, look, we need to be finesse, but we also need guys that are going to play physical because we're going to get physically dominated, and they proved to themselves that you can win a lot of games, but you can also, in a seven-game series, get run out of the rink because you get physically dominated. Now, here's what I will say about the Wings, and I love this about the Wings. Their finesse players these days, Datsyuk, Zetterberg, they've got a physical edge to them. Datsyuk's not afraid to mix it up. Zetterberg's not afraid to mix it up. Now, I hate fighting in hockey. I might be one of the only people who doesn't like fighting in hockey. I think it's ridiculous because you can't get enough friction on the ice to throw a good punch anyway. So you're basically, you might as well be fighting in water as far as I'm concerned. But what I'm trying to get at here is former guys like Fedorov, okay, would be nowhere near a fight. They would be skating off the ice. I like that the Wings are tougher now. I like that they have more of a blue-collar type of mentality. And I like that some of these younger guys, a guy like Helm, I am very big on, who could be Chris Draper with more of a scoring edge to him, is a tough player. And I like that the Wings are getting tough players. Now, the question that they have to ask themselves is, they're kind of in an era where they have both blue collar guys and finesse guys.
Right. That's the thing. They're such a mix of styles.
How do you balance it out?
Exactly.
Are you going to have that balance of style, or do you need to pick a way of going? Do you need to be either finesse or physical, or is it possible to be both? Now, you can make the playoffs with both, but when it all comes down to it and you have a seven game series, is it okay to be both physical and finesse, or do you need to find a style and go with it if you're going to end up winning a series? That's the big question. Now, what I will say about this series, great comeback by the Detroit Red Wings, but at no point in this series did I think they were going to win it. Even in the games they were winning, even in the games that they were leading, I never really thought they had a shot to win this series. Playoff series. The Sharks were a better team. They were more physical, as we were just talking about. And frankly, they were better skaters. And so the Wings were kept in it by Jimmy Howard, but the bottom line was they were never going to win Game 7. Frankly, I'm surprised they got out of Game 5 to get to Game 6 to win that game. But it was a great season overall for the Detroit Red Wings. And I think Detroit Red Wings fans should be proud of the way this season went. Okay, when we come back, we'll talk NBA playoff. Zach Randolph, a nice night last night for the Memphis Grizzlies. This weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.